Ontario's provincial election has been the forefront of media coverage and people's lawns lately. Many of the parties involved in the election have been trying to court the youth vote. The Ontario New Democratic Party's Nick Spoor is a candidate in the Halton riding. He has focused his campaign primarily on engaging the youth vote. He advocates not only voting, but also becoming a member of a political party at a young age.
An individual vote is important, but I firmly believe that you have more power as a member of a political party who is active than you do as a member of the community who your only political act is to go out and vote.
Indira Naidu-Harris is the Ontario Liberal candidate for the Halton riding. She says that she actively encourages her potential constituents to vote.
Let's face it, these are our voters now, and these are going to be our voters for years to come. So this is really our future. And one of the things that troubles me at times is sort of feeling that there are people who don't take into account just how important it is to have a say in government.
When visiting schools in her riding, she tries to emphasize how empowering it is to even be eligible to vote by relating her own family history.
We fled apartheid South Africa, came to Canada, where my family and myself now can have the privilege of a vote, and it is not something to be waited on. My grandparents and members of my family lived their entire lives without ever having the ability to have the privilege of being able to cast a vote. People lost their lives in order for people like me to be able to have this privilege. And, you know, I try to say that to young people when I meet up with them. Don't squander it away. This is your chance to have a say in government. This is your chance to mold government the way you want it to be molded and to reflect you and your voice.
Both candidates say that the youth they have met are interested in the future of the province. The main message to come away with is to do your research and get out there and vote on Thursday, October 6th. Reporting for Ignite News, I'm Maureen Cavanaugh.